You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this Monday, March 17th, 2025. It is St. Patrick's Day. Thus, dressed in the old green plaid today, our friend, colleague, ongoing contributor, two-time chair of the Democratic Party, also an attorney, veteran, and author. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Matt Flynn sticking around for a little bit of hour number 2. We always appreciate that. And a full-bird Irishman, Mr. Flynn. How are you, Matt?
And I have my green shirt on.
Yes,
you good to be with you, Todd.
Great
Todd
to be with you.
McAlbaugh. That's very, very good.
I'm sorry we didn't plan this out better because we're going to talk about a couple of serious things in the Attorney General's race or the Supreme Court race in a minute. But just kick off this hour, because later on, at the bottom of the hour, the wonderful and talented Terry Barr from Civic Media is going to be here and bring us a Wisconsin St. Patrick's Day story. So looking forward to talking more about St. Patrick's Day. But here, Matt, we have Azamaris and I picked this up. I saw this over the weekend. This is called Green River Zesty Lime Soda, and it comes to us from the great Wisconsin company of Sprecher's in Glendale, Wisconsin. Now, we have not tried this. Always dangerous trying things on the air, but here we go. And remember, whenever you see me, your radio and streaming host, have a beverage, it's a great opportunity for you, the home listening audience, to have a beverage as well. So here we go, Zommers. Here is what's called Green River Zesty Lime Soda from Sprecher's. There we go.
Tastes like lime soda.
As my old football coach, the late, great Elvitus Rip, was fond of saying, not bad.
Of you listening who can't see it, if you've ever seen Spider-Man, directed by Sam Raimi, starring Tobey Maguire, the Green Goblin serum, like the juice they shoot in to turn Willem Dafoe into the Green Goblin, is what the soda looks like. It is very green.
It's very
tasty.
It is. And maybe enjoy some alcoholic green beverages after the show, of course. We'll see. More on St. Patrick's Day at the bottom of the hour. But Matt, I appreciate you sticking around, because I wanted to get into this Supreme Court race a little bit before we do our what's worse. And over the weekend, I was up seeing my dad and stepmom up in Shawnee, just west of Green Bay, a very red county area of the state. And somebody from the Brad Schimmel, the conservative candidate, came to the door. They had a computer. It was obviously, it was not just random. They had one of these computers, so they had a list. They had a list, which is funny because neither my dad nor my stepmom are Republican voters. But still, they came to the door. And they had a big oversized, we call them door hangers because there's a loop for it to hang on the door, although they get stuffed indoors usually. But on one side, it had a big picture, a flattering picture of Donald Trump. And it went on to list how Donald Trump is helping Wisconsin and helping America, and he needs help from Brad Schimmel. And on the other side, it was an attack on the great Judge Crawford, Susan Crawford, who is running against Schimmel, and a bunch of exaggerations and mistruths against her. Here's my question to you, Matt, as a former chairman 2 times of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. It seems like the Democrats, at least some, not all, it seems some Democrats want this race to be a referendum on Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And they say this will be great because they messed things up so badly. Let's make it, certainly people are sick and tired of these people already. Let's make it a referendum on them. I think the Republicans, of course, we can't talk about this anymore, really, because it's not politically correct. But you know exactly what I mean about the old Uncle Remus story of Brer Rabbit. And it seems like to me that this is the Republicans saying, you know, oh, don't talk about Donald. This is, I think they want it to be about Trump. I think they want it to be a referendum because they need, there was a great piece by Joe Hendrick, former a Republican state assembly person over the weekend, saying that in order for Schimmel to win, they need to get Trump voters that came out in November that aren't normally spring voters out, particularly in Western Wisconsin. I think they want this to be about Trump to turn out their base.
Yeah, that's an interesting insight. Let me tell you what I think. Schimmel has already said publicly that he will be a support network for Trump. He's said that in a big conference call to conservatives. And he has made it clear that he asked Elon Musk, Trump's guy, to open, quote, open his wallet. Now, I agree with the sentiment that the Democrats aren't just anti-Trump. We stand for something. But that said, I don't think you run away from it. If a guy says, I want Elon Musk's money, open your wallet, and I'll be a support network for Trump, that's a valid point to make. Beyond that, Susan Crawford is really a highly independent individual with a superb reputation as a judge. And Schimmel is essentially an apparatchik. He's a troll. He's a Republican troll. When I was in law school, I clerked for Tom Fairchild, one of the great judges in Wisconsin history on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. No judge back then of either party would have been partisan. Now it's ultra partisan. You can't run away from it. But what I think is going to turn it around is what Trump is doing, not just on foreign policy, but domestic policy and especially Social Security. He has his guy Musk saying it's a Ponzi scheme and firing everybody at Social Security to slow it down, make mistakes, and then ultimately privatize it. So the guy that came to your door, your father's door, up in Shawano, not right now, but at some point, when he doesn't get a Social Security check, at some point, he's not going to vote for Trump, and therefore he's not going to vote for Brad Schimmel.
I don't disagree with that, but don't you think, I shouldn't say it that way. I'll give you my opinion, you tell me what you think. I've been saying this since day one, that I think it would behoove supporters of Susan Crawford and the Democratic Party to spend money and make this about promoting the fact that Brad Schimmel supports Donald Trump's pardoning of the January 6th insurrectionists, including those who attacked law enforcement officers, including this guy from Pulaski who used bear spray on law enforcement and admitted it. Because I think that the Evers Johnson voters, the Trump Baldwin voters, I think that that goes against what they believe, attacking law enforcement. And I wish that there'd be more emphasis put on, look, you might have voted for Trump in November, but do you really want the guy who supports attacking law enforcement officers to be on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court? I think a lot of people would say, nah, that's not for me. Maybe they wouldn't vote for Crawford, but maybe they'd stay home and not vote for Brad Schimmel. And look, I'm a guy who, you know, I want everybody to participate in democracy and vote. But if I'm back in my role when I used to be a partisan operative, you want your people to turn out and the other people not to. That's just about winning, baby, as Al Davis said.
I think you made an excellent point. In other words, don't just say Elon Musk and Trump are the people supporting Schimmel. Get down where the chickens can get at it,
yeah.
As you once said, and say, do you want somebody, and you can say that Brad Schimmel supports anything you want that Trump did, because he can't come out and say he doesn't. He can't diss Trump. So you say, yeah, he supports the people who beat Michael Fanone almost to death. He supports people who bear sprayed people. He supports people who went through to hang Mike Pence. Is that who you want, a guy that supports that? Mm-hmm. And then what is Schimmel going to do? No, I don't support any of that. But I support Trump. I like it. I like exactly your strategy.
Quick call, Ali from the North Woods, 855-752-4842. If you could be quick, Ali, please go ahead.
I just would like to make a comment about an email that I received from Jen from Principals Pact. And I first off would like to thank her for the wonderful laugh I had reading her email. She said that we shouldn't support Crawford because she was a left, far-left lunatic, basically, and that you should vote for Brad Schimmel. And I'm thinking, I would have loved to just say, hey, Jen, Brad Schimmel has no principles. How can your pact support him?
Right. Appreciate it, Ali. Matt, we see a lot of this, of course, these PACs who try to distort things.
Yeah, Ali, thanks for calling in. And you really hit the nail on the head. This kind of stuff is going on all over the place. The people behind those emails are not just average people. The people behind those emails have financial interests. They have their hooks in Brad Schimmel, period, mm-hmm. end of story. They're trying to make it look like the average person. They're not the average person.
Right.
Elon Musk doesn't give a damn about the average person.
855-752-4842. Let's go to Milwaukee, WAUK, quickly. Charles, you can make it quick, please. 30 seconds or left. Les, go ahead.
Yep, Todd, I'm upset like you. I watched that debate, and I was waiting in. I kept telling my wife, I wish she would bring up about Brad Schimmel saying that the January 6th rioters were treated bad. That, I'm like you, that needs to be right at the top of her going after him. You can't claim you back the blue, but then you support these people that beat cops and tried to kill him that day.
100%. Appreciate it, Matt.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, too. Excellent, because she did what she could in that debate. She did a very fine job.
I thought she did great, by the way.
She's tough. She really is in a good way. But there's some things that could be said, and if she's listening, her people, go around the state in your speeches and say exactly what he just said.
Yeah. Minute left, Matt Flynn. Our what's worse today, we're going to give you the first crack at it. What's worse, morning people or night people?
You got to love them both. I'm a morning person, by the way. Remember, I used to do the morning show at Civic Media from 6 to 8. I'd get up at 4:30.
With Zomers. So,
with Mr. Zomers. Absolutely. Those were the days, my friend. I thought they'd never end. However, having said that, the fact of the matter is, there's nothing like a sunrise. Nothing like a sunrise.
Speaking of that, well, go ahead, Zomers. What are you going to say?
I do have to agree. There's nothing like a sunrise. Like going out and especially being outside. Like for hunting, if you're just sitting outside and getting to watch the sunrise and hear everything come to life is fantastic.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, ironically, we were talking about El Salvador earlier because one of my favorite things in life to do is there's a little place on the Pacific coast in El Salvador called Costa del Sol. And I rent a little place there and I make sure I get up before sunrise and I walk along the Pacific coastline and watch the sun come up. And it's beautiful. And you see fishermen out there casting their nets. I've run across sea turtles and it's magical. It really is. Sunrises are absolutely magical. Matt Flynn, quickly, we got a minute left or 30 seconds. The book, China Code, where can people find it?
Anywhere that books are sold, go on Amazon, go on Barnes & Noble. I'm very proud of this novel. It's gotten a lot of talk. Bernie Weber, a math genius, breaks the Chinese code. Chinese communist assassins come to the United States to kill him, and the black and brown gangs rise up to defend Bernie Weber. You got to read it. It's great vacation reading.
China Code. Get it wherever books are sold. Matthew J. Flynn, always a pleasure. Thanks, Matt. We'll talk to you soon.
Good to talk to you. Good to be here.
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
High Kings for St. Patrick's Day on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball along with Mr. Aaron Zomers. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. You can, this music we're playing is off one of my favorite Irish albums, direct from, these are real Irish guys, called The High Kings. This album is a self-titled album. The High Kings. They performed in Wisconsin, and they actually performed at the Barrymore in Madison a couple of years back, and I kicked myself because I found out the day after the performance. So hoping the next time
that
they're back, I know I can go and see them. It's really a great album. We'll play more of that as the day continues. Many thanks to Matt Flynn. for being on the program. We always appreciate his perspective. Jeff, watching on YouTube, my story earlier about watching the sunrise over the Pacific in El Salvador, he says, wait, the sunrise is in the east over the Atlantic. All right, you got me there.
All right. Hey, Todd, why?
Jeff, you got me. I guess if I'm accurate, because El Salvador's coastline is, you know, curved, it's not straight. And so as you walk down the coastline, yes, the sun is, I guess, coming up over the land, but it looks like, because of the curvature of the earth and the shoreline, it appears that it's coming up basically along the beach. But yes, you're technically correct. Last time I checked, yes, the sun rises in the east, but you know, you can't see the Atlantic side from El Salvador because they're the only country in Central America that does not have a Gulf Coast, in the Gulf of Mexico, by the way, a Gulf coastline, or the Caribbean, depending upon where you're at.
I did not know that.
Now you do. All right, 23 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock, time for a quick round of What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. Time once again for a speed round of What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prizes involved, but it is your chance to be heard across all 11 stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, just after Terry Barr on St. Patrick's Day. But right now, what's worse, and this is timely, as we said, timely indeed, according to Mike Lucas, as he likes to say, because a lot of people on St. Patrick's Day will be out partying tonight. And they will not necessarily be morning people. But today's what's worse, morning people or night people? Morning people or night people? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, go to your Apple or Android device. Go to your app store. Type in Civic in the search bar, C-I-V-I-C, media. Click on the CM logo. It takes less than a minute to download. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. What's worse, morning people or night people? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Dave, listening in New Berlin, says, I'm a morning person. Although I must say night people get the best because if they are, quote, unquote, super hardcore night people, you get to see the sunset in the evening and the sunrise when the party is over. That's a great point, Dave.
And then you just sleep all day.
All right.
that was one thing that was nice when I was working third shift, was getting to see sunrise and sunset.
Right.
That was about the only nice thing.
Yeah, pretty much, right? 855-752-4842. What's worse, morning people or night people? 855-752-4842. I like, for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, lovely picture that CP has put for the morning person. An Irish-looking man, kind of an auburn beard with blue eyes.
And very relaxed.
Fair-skinned, yeah. Looks like he could be a photograph for a beard oil salesman.
That is what it looks
right?
like, isn't yeah. it?
And then the person, he has a woman just looking completely disheveled and not happy as a night person. So
I think there's some bias in this picture here.
Yeah, maybe. 855-752-4842. Sherry, listening in beautiful Horicon, went by Horicon over the weekend. Sherry, thanks for calling. Morning people or night people? What's worse?
Todd. Hi, Todd, Maren. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
I love your show.
Well, thank you.
I'm right now making shepherd's pie for St. Patty's Day.
Excellent.
That's
so
awesome.
It's baking right now. So I am definitely a morning person. I wake up at like 6, 5, 4:30.
Wow.
But I rearranged my room so I can watch the moon and the stars at night through my window. So I really
cool.
like nighttime better than morning. But I, unfortunately, you know, after years, you're getting up so early, your body just knows it's trying
right.
to get up.
Right.
And it's like, no, I want to sleep like 3 more hours, please.
I feel that.
I don't know which one I am.
I feel that. Well, thank you, Sherry. Enjoy the shepherd's pie and happy St. Patrick's Day. Appreciate your listenership.
Thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Bye-bye.
And to you as well. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, morning people or night people? We have Jane in Eau Claire saying, this is Jane in Eau Claire on WCFW. The tap, I think that night people are worse, especially after drinking is involved. Well, yes, late at night, those who imbibed, yeah, absolutely. Tyler, listening in on Columbia County, says morning people are worse, unless you're a wonderful snowplow driver. If your vehicle makes loud noises at 4 a.m., it is the worst alarm clock. Yeah, I had an apartment one time that my apartment was right below the underground parking garage door. And so, like, the trash pickup people were not supposed to come until after 8, but they would regularly come at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and you'd hear the beep, 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 you know, backing up.
That is unfortunate.
And I'm just like, wow. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Do a little what's worse for you. We'll see if we get one more call in here before the top of the hour, or pardon me, the bottom of the hour. 855-752-4842. We have Sean listening in Watertown. Sean, morning people or night people? What's worse?
Morning.
Any particular reason?
Grumpy.
Grumpy. I like that. All right. Very good. Thank you, Sean, for listening. Thanks for calling in. I would say more. I don't know. We'll ask Terry Barr. We'll come back, talk about that with Terry Barr. Also St. Patrick's Day after a quick news and sports update. Don't go anywhere. We're going to do some more celebrating of St. Patty's Day. On the other side, it's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls at June, nearly broken hearted, salute to father dear, kiss me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut a stout black thorn to banish ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues, rattling o'er the bogs, frightening all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hut the hare and turn her.
Welcome back
the
to the Tunnel Ball Show on this St. Patrick's Day, 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock at Civic Media. More from the High Kings. Well done, Mr. Zommers. You can find all this music at the High Kings on their album, self-entitled album, The High Kings. Time now to turn our attention to the festive day. You hear her every at the top of every hour on this program. You know her, you love her. She is the voiceover artist extraordinaire, but she's so much more than that. She is also the co-host of the great program Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night here on the Civic Media Radio Network, an accomplished journalist and Emmy Award winner, the wonderful, the talented Terry Barr. Terry, how the heck are you?
Oh, Todd Albaugh. Now I have to live up to all of that.
You can easily.
Very kind introduction. And Aaron Zommers with the music. Excellent.
How are you? It's fantastic to have you here. Before we get into St. Patrick's Day, I want to just put a button up. We were doing our what's worse there before the break. Today's what's worse, morning people or night people? In your long and storied journalistic career, I know you've done both nights and mornings, but so in your opinion, what's worse, morning people or night people?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to go with morning people. I've done morning shows, yes, where you get up in the middle of the night. But what I was always shocked about was how joyful and happy people could be at that time. And it right. took me a good bit of coffee and other things to help me just be happy and joyful at 2 a.m. when everybody else is going to bed.
Right? No, I think I agree with you. I mean, I didn't do it regularly like you did, but back at WRCO on the weekends, I would sign on. And, you know, back in those days, you know, you were actually off the air overnight. And so you had to restart the transmitter and take the readings and get everything going and then sign on, you know, the Star Spangled Banner at 2 minutes before 5 o'clock. And then you were on and then CBS News anyway. And I'm like, I mean, that's why I started drinking coffee back in high school when I was doing this shift, because you'd get there at 4 o'clock in the morning. Because back in those days, Zommers, we didn't have something called the internet. And so there was, well, I just missed the teletype machine. machine, but there was the dot matrix printers, and it would print off rolls of the, and then you actually have to tear your stories. And yes. it took me a while, Terry. So I would agree with you. Morning people at worst.
Yeah.
All right, and Zomers, quickly, your vote on that?
I think I'm going to go with the same thing, just all because right. both morning and night people can be annoying if, you know, loud vehicles versus loud parties.
Right.
But for me, it's the condescending, the way they condescend. For night people, the way they condescend is like, oh, you old man, you got to go to bed early. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to sleep. I don't have to worry about it. Right. But for morning people, it's like, oh, you can't get up and be happy in the morning. It's like, shut up. I'm so tired.
Thank you.
Little salty Zomers. I love it.
Wow. You said it like it is.
Yeah. He's picking up on Matt Flynn. It'll be Aaron Zomers direct. No filter. Terry, you do these great slice of Wisconsin stories that get broadcast on Civic Media. I love each and every one of them. And you're bringing us today a great story because I love taking national or international days and giving us a Wisconsin perspective. Tell us what you found out in Wisconsin about St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I found out that there is a town many people know as New London. Mm-hmm. And this is in Northeast Wisconsin. And then I found out they have a group there called the Shamrock Club. Well, they do some shenanigans on St. Patrick's Day. And not just the day, the entire week is now considered an Irish festival celebration in New London. But it all begins with something the group does on this day. And I talked to Ryan Lanning. He is the lead leprechaun of the Shamrock Club. And here's what he tells me about what is happening there.
It started over 40 years ago, and it's just been a tradition ever since that on the Monday of our St. Patrick's Week, we always have Leprechaun Day. And the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin. And then they visit various schools and nursing homes and basically everywhere they can go, they go and visit everybody, get them excited and pumped up for the week and start getting things ready.
How excited are people sort of leading up to what they know you'll do in the exchange of the signs, but then also knowing you go to schools and all these other visits that the leprechauns make? I love that.
Extremely excited. You know, we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about. And truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. There will be plenty of them to be had on Monday, that's for sure. It's just a great time for everybody.
You sign off on your email with a word. What is that?
Cilantro. Cilantro, and that's Gaelic for health. Usually if you're in an Irish pub and you order a drink, the bartender, you could toast your neighbor to say the word cilantro, and that's how you would toast your drink. It just means to health.
Let's say it again. Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Cilantro. All you ever wanted to know about New London becoming New Dublin, and not just for today, but for the entire week. Every single day, they have some different kind of Irish thing happening, whether it's today with the leprechauns changing the sign and wearing green. Then they've got some other, you know, they play games, they have Celtic music, they teach dance lessons during this week. So you can learn to do an Irish type of jig.
That's amazing.
And I love it so much.
I've learned so much of that piece, not least of which is cilantro, because I went to Irish pubs and thought they were saying cilantro, and I'm like, well, not everybody is into that. And but no, cilantro. Cilantro.
Well, you heard me. I had to ask him several times, right. How do you pronounce that? Say it again.
No, that's super cool. And I think it's these stories you bring us around Wisconsin like this, because if you've never been to New London, it's a wonderful little place, but they've done something creative that includes everybody and it brings people together. I love that.
Right. They have a huge parade. They are certain it is the biggest St. Patrick's Day Irish parade in the state, even bigger than Milwaukee.
Really?
And Milwaukee's as big.
Yeah.
And that is how this whole week ends on Saturday afternoon. Down the middle of New London, they've got close to 200 units. And that does not even include all the Irish bands and types of music that will be in this parade. And it just gets bigger every single year. And as you heard him say, they've been doing this 40 years. So they have definitely put New London, New Dublin on the map when it comes to this holiday.
That's amazing. So it happens all week and the parade culminates on this coming Saturday then?
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome. So people that listening around the state, hey, if you want a little weekend getaway, get in the vehicle and head over to New London or this week, New Dublin, and check it out, right?
Right, right. What I also learned from Ryan, and I didn't realize this, you know, when you go to New London, if you don't on purpose drive into the city, the way they have the highway routed now, you go around. They have had road construction for a really long time downtown. So it's done now, and they are thrilled because the parade is back on the main street, the regular route that it's been on all these other years, except for in the last year because of all the road construction. So their theme for St. Patrick's Day is all roads open to New Dublin.
I love that. That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. Now, wait, we have breaking news here, Terry Barr. Robert, watching on YouTube, says, I love Terry. She is an amazing person who grew up in Shawano County. Now, I'm not sure that I just spent the weekend in Shawano because that's where my dad and stepmom live. I'm not sure I knew that about you.
Yes, I grew up in, for anyone maybe familiar with the little town, Leopolis.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it. Yes, yes.
Yes, it's right off of Highway 29 between Green Bay and Wausau, basically, in the middle. I went to high school in Marion, which is outside of Clintonville, and my mom actually grew up in Shawano, so we still have a lot of relatives and friends that live in the Shawano area.
And so have you been to this parade, having family and stuff from there? Have you spent time in New London, New Dublin at this event before?
Yes. In fact, back in the day when I was working in Green Bay in television in Green Bay, we covered this parade because it was part of our viewing area. Mm-hmm. And then even longer ago than that, when I was a little kid, we would go for fun because my mom loves a good parade. And I can vouch for this one. It's fun. It's big.
How cool is it? A place that, you know, an area that you grew up in and now you covered it in your journalistic career, because there's always,
So much fun to talk to these people too. When you find out, he was dressed as a leprechaun when I interviewed him for this story, and he had a little green tie on, but he's not Irish. But again, as he said, for something like this, everybody's Irish for the week, not just for the day.
Right. Kiss me if I'm Irish. Just kiss people. I mean, get permission first. But I mean, you know, we don't want to be promoting assault. But if you say, hey, can I kiss you? I'm Irish. I mean, hey, why not? You know, and if you have a little, you know, this is the non-alcoholic green beverage. If you have a couple of beverages in, I'm sure there's green beer in New Dublin this week, isn't there?
Oh, yes. Yes. That is a big part of the festivities, as you can imagine. All types of Irish food, too. I know one of your listeners called and said she was making shepherd's pie.
Sherry and
Horicon. So they'll have that. They'll have the good old corned beef and cabbage. Oh, I love that so much.
Oh, no. Is it?
But it's so much fun to just go and enjoy and just be part of a community like this if you are able to do it.
Well, and you did a slice of Wisconsin on the American Birkebeiner in Hayward. We've been there the last couple of years covering that. And what I'm struck by, because they had actual legitimate snow this year, they could have the finish line downtown. Oh, yeah. It's a completely different vibe versus the year before where they had to do it up on cable around the little loop in the woods. But, I mean, I'm just struck by how many small downtown businesses in Hayward. I mean, this is a make or break week for them during the Birkebeiner. Is it similar with the New London / New Dublin Irish Fest? I mean, do these small businesses and organizations have a lot of fundraisers?
Absolutely. This is the big one for the year. And if you consider also that they had all that road construction that really messed up the fest last year, they are counting on success this year. And I think they've gone out of their way to make each and every day extra special. So people will find a reason to come out and spend their money and hang out in the town and go to some of the local bars and the restaurants. And, you know, even the shops on the main drag are super cool. What a great way to just go and find maybe some treasures or something new that you have not seen or been a part of before.
A couple minutes left before we have to say goodbye, Terry. in all of your travels and your great career, covering stories like this, what are one or two of the takeaways that you find that's common amongst Wisconsin with all these great festivals?
How proud people are of their own communities. And, you know, even Ryan, talking to him about New London and New Dublin, he's been part of this particular festival for 10 years. Wow. And when he spoke with me about it, we did the interview by Zoom, so I could see him. You could just see the pride when he talked about what this does to bring the not just the people in that city together, but to bring others in, to show off their city, to show off their community. And I feel I see that in so many of the places or the people we talk to about their festivals or about what makes their area special. We all have our own little hometown pride. And I know when you were in Hayward, I was watching you on YouTube. And during your show, everybody you talk to, again, there's that pride. Yeah. And they are so thrilled to be able to tell others about it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And in a time of divisiveness in our politics and other things, I think it makes these festivals even more important because it brings people together. And we don't ask people who they voted for during, at least for a couple of hours while we watch a parade and have a corned beef sandwich, right?
Right. I am all for that. I vote for that.
Right? Just vote for happiness in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Anything I didn't ask you, Terry, that people should know?
I would say if you need more information, all you have to do is look up the shamrockclub.com in New London. They have all the schedules laid out. They have a map for where the parade will be going because they don't want people to go to what happened last year. They're back on the main drag. Just come and have fun. That's all they want everyone to do.
She's always fun, wonderful. Terry Barr, thank you so very much for bringing us a slice of Wisconsin. Happy St. Patrick's
thank
Day,
you.
My friend. All right, thank you. Back after this, talk a little NCAA tournament, wrap things up on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me.
Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Aaron Zommer is on the St. Patrick's Day along with you as well. That is, the High Kings will play most of that song on the way out today. Kind of becoming a St. Patrick's Day tradition, I guess, after 3 years. So, or 2 years of St. Patrick's Day? 3 years, yeah, it's going to be 3 years in November.
Yes, that's right.
So, we'll play that. It's a great song. I know my former boss, Dale Schultz, is one of his favorite songs. So we'll play that on the way out. Many thanks to Terry Barr for coming on the show, talking about this great festival in New London, New Dublin. Kimber, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Kimber from Muscatine says, fabulous. This new Dublin festival is now on my bucket list.
Excellent.
Yeah. And of course, there's the great Morel Mushroom Festival in Muscatine. So you can, you know, people in New London should go to Muscatine, and people in Muscatine go to New London or New Dublin. DJ in Wausau, listening on WXCO, says, I feel like there hasn't been enough discussion about corned beef and cabbage today. The cabbage is the gift that keeps on giving all night long. DJ in the Saw. That's a great point, DJ. I think it has to do with the amount of fermentation, because you're right. Yeah. I mean, if you have cabbage like that, and we had this as our what's worse last week, the gassy part, or the burping part. But like, we also talked last week about curtido, which is a Salvadoran fermented cabbage that goes with a pupusa. I think that the fermentation with vinegar, basically, is vinegar and hot water, and you let that sit. For me, that takes out the problem with the gas on the cabbage. And I think that with corned beef and cabbage, I don't think there's a lot of fermentation there. So, but you're right. Hopefully everybody is enjoying their their corned beef and cabbage today. I want to clean up the show here at the end with a couple of things we talked about on the front end. The Wisconsin Badgers came up 4 points short yesterday afternoon in Indianapolis in the championship game of the Big Ten men's basketball tournament, losing to Michigan. They had a great run, a great week. They had 4 games in 4 days. They knocked off number one seeded Michigan State on Saturday. And I think that game just took so much out of them. Both teams were gassed. Not the burpee kind of gas, but just like energy wise. It was like 28 to 25 or something like that at halftime. But at the end of the day, I think Wisconsin missed their last 8 or 9 shots in the last couple of minutes. And Michigan went on to win that. The Badgers then later on, about an hour later in the selection show on CBS, felt a lot different, by the way, without Greg Gumbel on this year's show. Wisconsin is a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. A lot of people thought, including me, they would end up in Milwaukee, one of the regional host sites. But no, Iowa State got that. Iowa State. You know anybody who went to Iowa State, Summers?
I feel like you're about to tell me that I do.
They have a great architectural program, from what I know. But how Iowa State, they didn't even make it to the championship game of the Big 12 tournament. And yet they get the better place to play in Milwaukee. Wisconsin has to get on a plane and fly out to Denver, where they will take on Thursday afternoon. That's another thing where the selection committee kind of snubbed Wisconsin instead of giving them a Friday game. Badgers have a quick turnaround, have to play on Thursday afternoon starting at 12:30. You can hear the pregame show. Generally, it's an hour before. It may be a half an hour for a tournament game. I'm not sure. We'll wait to hear about that tomorrow. But in any case, our show will be preempted on Thursday on select stations in Richland Center, Amory, and Wisconsin Rapids. If you'd rather listen to the game on Thursday, no offense taken. Believe me. We'll give you updates on this side of the dial. Wisconsin taking on the Grizzlies of Montana at 12:30. I believe the game is televised on TNT. And broadcast for free right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, also available on the Civic Media app. So please be listening to that. Should be a great game. In today's BadgerExtra.com, Greg Gard had no noticeable steam coming out of his ears. In fact, the UW men's basketball coach was a picture of positivity as he addressed reporters on Sunday night in the hallways of the bowels of Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Gard could have come out guns blazing after the Badgers' path to the NCAA tournament was revealed. Instead, he took a pragmatic approach. Those who follow these types of things inside the Wisconsin program were superbly confident the Badger would be given the 3 seed and a spot in Milwaukee. Well, Wisconsin got the 3, but the Badgers, 26-9 on the year so far, ended up below Iowa State and Kentucky on the overall seed list, and were sent instead to Denver. Gard said, quote, "You just go wherever they send you. I don't know what goes on in those rooms and their logic or reasoning. There's a lot of other moving parts to it, so obviously a really good seed is a 3, and that's a credit to our guys and the 26 wins that they put together. And obviously, as I've always said, the bad teams are all on spring break." That's pretty good. So we'll see. We'll see what happens at the end there for Wisconsin. But again, that's coming up on Thursday. We're going to go out just a little bit early here, as we do on St. Patrick's Day. This is the High Kings. Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. But today we defer a little Irish goodbye for you on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. Maggie Dawn is next. Have a great St. Patrick's Day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.